Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm your host, Karen Nowicki, and I am very excited to have a new friend in the studio today, Ines Piquet. Ta-da! I did it. I had to practice several times. Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm very happy to have you here today. Ines is a professional photographer who this year has made a commitment to kind of shift gears, not letting go of black and white or landscape and food photos, but adding to it
women's portraits.
Women's portraits, and not just women's portraits. But these beautiful, I joked with David, who we know in common, about it kind of like being the new glamour shot.
Yes.
Tell us about these beautiful magazine type portraits.
I really don't like the word glamour.
So I figured. I said it
so
jokingly.
I tried to avoid it. But it is a magazine or fashion inspired type of portraits. Obviously, you know, the portraits are for you. So we will, you know, have a photo shoot of your dreams, the way you want to be photographed. But they will have sort of like a fashion, a magazine sort of a vibe to it.
Why is that important?
Women like to be beautiful, to feel beautiful, right? And we always compare ourselves to the girl in the magazine. You never think that we look, you know, as good as they do. And guess what? We do. You know, if you have access to professional hair and makeup, if you have access to the right lighting and the right posing guide, I will prove to you that you will look as beautiful as that girl in the magazine.
And it's a treasured piece of art that you help us create, right?
It is. Actually, I not only create the image, the digital image, but I also provide a print. Because I think that, you know, the prints that I provide, they last for 100 years. They are archival museum grade. Hard drives that you have the digital files, they don't.
No.
You know, when was the last time that you went to a hard drive and actually looked at the pictures you took or have them printed and put it on a frame somewhere?
I haven't. In fact, I have old hard drives that I've had to like clamor once they were dying to make sure I could get all my digital photos off there, but they're not organized. They're not accessible. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, maybe one day you're going to be looking for something. Oh, remember this, but people don't look at because digital became such an easy and quick thing. And then you go out on vacation to come back with 5,000, you know, shots.
Yes.
You know, 1,000 is the same thing, but you know, just, you know, maybe one little thing changed. So it became very easy and people just, that's what they do. They take pictures, they put on a hard drive, they never look at it. So I make a point to give you a print, a matted print of the shots or the image that you purchase for you.
And the quality of the, I'll call it the paper for lack of
right.
not knowing another word to use, but the grade of the photograph then
is archive. Yeah.
So
we were last 100 years.
Incredible.
And that sometimes it's what you're going to leave behind for your loved ones, you know?
Yes.
You know, remember back in the days where people, you know, you go to museums, you saw paintings of, you know, people, they dress up, they sit down, they stay, you know, there for hours being painted. Then
yes.
came photography. People would dress up to take a portrait. That doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Right? So when you're no longer here and your kids or your grandkids will look for a picture of you, what are they going to find? You know, overexposed iPhone pictures that you take with the horrible lighting, you know, maybe a filter that, you know, it's a small.
Some duck face
it's just,
selfie.
You know, and nowadays, I have to say, the cell phones take amazing pictures. They
Agreed.
Do.
Yep.
You know, they do. But it's different than having a professional taking, like a picture from a professional with professional lighting. And, you know, and the pictures are retouched, you know, and you're going to take home the print that you can hang it on a wall. We can put it. They come in a beautiful box.
And a leather, gorgeous, right? A little portfolio.
Right.
Sort.
It's yeah. sort of like, you know, I have two options. There's a box and a sort of like a portfolio type of, it looks almost like an envelope. The mats just come out of it. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's made in Italy. It's handmade.
Oh my goodness.
And so that on its own is already
so
sort of,
special.
Yeah. You know, and you can use it as a coffee table book. You can put it on a shelf. You can put it, you know, you can put it away. And unlike albums, think of it as a album where you can take the page off, you know, one at a time. You know, all the images are individual, obviously. And you can maybe get a mini easel, put it on a shelf. And every week or every month, you have a different image there. You can, you know, switch them around. Or you know, just keep it for yourself. But you have that option. Beautiful. And you also get the digital, you know, to post. Everybody wants to post things on social media. That's really, you know, important. But yeah, so you get both. You get the prints and you get the images.
You had shared a before and after picture with me of one of your clients. Can you tell us a little bit, you know, kind of paint a picture for us since this is radio, but stunning. She is stunning regardless. And then with just a little bit of hair and makeup and the right lighting, she was glowing.
Yes. She never wears makeup ever. She's a beautiful young woman, but she never really wears makeup. And so she actually went to have her makeup done. And I did her hair myself. But when she walks in and she felt, she already changed the way she walked and the way she looked at you, because just the makeup already made her feel so beautiful. You know, and you can see the difference in the body movement, the, you know, the self-confidence, you know. So she, you know, we took the pictures, and then when she looked at it, she was like, oh, she couldn't believe it. You know, and we talked about, well, you know, she go, maybe she would start wearing makeup. You know, you don't need makeup. Maybe, you know, an eyebrow pencil, maybe just a little, you know. So we talked about that, and she was like, she couldn't believe it. I'm like, you were already beautiful, but look at.
With just a little bit of time and a little bit of attention, I think that's what I'm hearing. It's not about makeup, but if we can do just a little something to feel more beautiful and to feel like we're taking really great care of ourselves, then what harm is mascara or a little bit of eyeliner, whatever it is? And what you have to offer us is this beautiful keepsake to not only look back like she did, right? Because wasn't she, I think you had shared with me before we went on air that she was so just thrilled with how she looked. She wanted to hustle through the session and get home and make her husband take her out.
She couldn't wait to get home and show her husband. And, you know, her husband had a friend visiting, and she, you know, she was on the phone. No, we're going out. You are taking me out. I don't care. We're all going out. No, but we're cooking. No, we're going out.
I look too good.
And then the next day I talked to her. She's like, oh yeah, he took me out. We all went out to, you know, a place nearby. And I'm like, oh, good for you. You know, so and she went dressed too. She had this beautiful dress and she went home, you know, with the dress. She didn't change with the hair and the makeup. And she was like, you know, I have to show this to people.
So,
and this is normally what happens. You know, we, you know, I always tell people, come for the session and make a point to go out afterwards, because you're going to have a makeover, you know? So go out, you know, go out with your friends, go out with your husband, your boyfriend, you know.
So this is not just for professional women. This is for anybody, right?
Anybody.
Any age, any woman, any age, an opportunity to have a keepsake and that special opportunity to look, to have some self-care and have it, what's the word I'm like, preserved. An opportunity to take excellent care, hair, makeup, dress, you consult us with that, don't you?
Right. So, part of the booking fee is a consultation, pre-shoot consultation. We go over your wardrobe. We go over, you know, how you want to be photographed. We talk about, you know, what type of pictures you want. And we pick, you know, your outfits, and we sort of map your shoot in a way. So we talk about all that. Also the makeup, you know, some people don't like makeup. They're too heavy. You know, they want something more natural. Mm-hmm. And that's fine too. You know, so we do however you want to do. And, you know, with the case of this lady that we were just talking about, she, one of her best friends is a top model.
Oh.
And, you know, when I told her, see, there's no difference. Look at you. Because your friend has access to professional hair and makeup every single day. So every picture you see of her is a professional.
Interesting.
Picture, you know, is for some photo shoot. So she had the perfect lighting, the perfect posing, the retouching, and, you know, her skin is flawless. But look at you. There's no difference.
You know, we often compare ourselves to somebody's best. There's that saying, we compare ourselves, our worst part of ourselves, to someone's best, which is just a shame. And I love that example you just gave with this gal that you worked with. When she looks to her top model girlfriend, her best friend, and then she turns and looks in the mirror and she has no makeup on and bathroom lighting,
yes, exactly.
there really isn't any comparison. There shouldn't be any comparison anyway, but we do that. We look in the mirror and we say, oh, my ears are too big, my chin is too long, I'm too old, blah, blah, blah. And then we look at somebody else with admiration and think, well, she's got it all together. And you're helping to obviously shift that for us through the work that you do.
Of course. And you know, the girl you see in the magazine, they are photoshopped.
Let's talk about the difference between photoshopping and retouching, because there's obviously a clear difference.
Right. So, you know, when you retouch, you might sort of diminish lines or blemishes. And, you know, it is all done on Photoshop, you know,
sure.
most of the time. You know, there's other ways to do it. But and when you do a Photoshop, you are really altering the body. And that happens to every single actress, model, celebrity. You know, they never publish a picture that is just them. So you might look already beautiful, but they will make your waist a little, you know, tinier, and they'll make your legs a little, you know, slimmer.
Mm-hmm.
And they even reshape your eyes in your sort of
chisel your face, make your legs longer.
So you don't really, you can't really tell, you still look like you, but when you compare the before and after. So what's happening is we are comparing ourselves to a beauty model that doesn't exist.
Right.
You know, because it is not real.
It's pretend. Yeah.
So if you saw the real pictures of those people, you say, oh, I'm actually pretty good, you know,
right? Yeah,
I don't look that bad. But no, we compare to magazines, you know, and or, you know, models, you know, they are all super tall and super skinny. Because
to begin with.
Yeah, because, you know, you can put any clothes on them, any angle, they look, you know, fine. But that's not the average woman, you know. So we, you know, and we grow up, you know, thinking that we need to be perfect. But, you know, you are. And I want to show that to you. You know, I want to show you that you are no different.
Just
from
as you
girl.
Are. You don't have to lose any weight. You don't have to lose any years.
You know, and this is something that is the first thing. Oh, no, I have to lose 10 pounds before I take pictures. Love yourself as you are right now.
Right now. Yeah.
You know, because don't wait until you don't have to lose 10 pounds to look gorgeous, to be charming, to be, you know, sexy and beautiful, or to feel all the, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, you know.
You're a little bit of a life coach in there too. I think in the work that you do, you know, I would imagine as you go through the consultation phase and the opportunity to help them with hair and makeup and letting that all be part of the package and the experience in your conversation with these women as you pose and you get to know them, just by what I've gathered from your personality in the short time we've had a chance to get to know each other, you really are helping lift us up, not just through the lens of the camera and these beautiful portraits and the digital photos you create, but also in our experience in getting to know you. What a treat.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you.
Well, I am a coach. That's my background before I was an educator. And a lot of it is reassuring people about what they already know. So there's this layer, I think, that we have, especially as women, that we begin to think that we are not worthy, or we're not as pretty as someone, or we're not as capable, whatever that junk that it gets into our head. And so our work as a coach is to help people see deeper than that and remind them of that natural beauty. And it's everything that you're saying, only with a camera in your hand.
Right. I mean, we are so harsh on ourselves, right? But then again, if you grab a picture of a friend, you know, would you ever say, oh, she should have waited to lose 10 pounds before taking that shot? You don't see that. You see the person. You see, you know, you see who they are. You see the beautiful shot. You see their happiness. You see who they are. You know, so there's, you know, we always think that we need change something to be acceptable. You know, and you don't. You know, I'm too old. You know, I'm too fat. I'm too this or that. Don't do that to yourself.
No. I'll never forget when I was in high school, my friend Lee Shirey, her mom, Ann Ciadella, said to us, and I can't remember the context of why she said it, but I think we may have been looking at photos and we were probably ripping them apart. She said something to the effect that love who you are right now as, you know, 16, 17-year-old girls, and continue to love the way you look and how you show up, regardless of what size or what's going on in your life. Because when you get to be my age and you haven't cared for yourself so lovingly, you're going to be disappointed, because you'll look back at the photos that you're looking at right now, ripping them apart, and you'll say to yourself, I wasn't that bad. You know, and I remember I've taken that with me. I mean, I'm in my 50s, so that's been a long time, that conversation we had with Anne. But I remember thinking, wow, that's really insightful, that it's about being in the present moment And you're giving us the gift of preserving that moment and remembering, even on a day maybe when I'm doing laundry and I'm you know, pulling the weeds and I have my hair all over the place, I haven't even showered. If I can walk into my home and look in the living room at this gorgeous photo that you've taken of me, I can remember, wow, I can do it all. Yeah, I can pull exactly. weeds, I can do laundry, I can wear my scrubby clothes, and I can be gorgeous and love myself right where I'm at.
Exactly. That is exactly it. You know, you have to know that, you know, that might sound a little cheesy, but we all have a little goddess inside us.
We do.
You know, and I want to unleash that goddess. You know, I want to just show that she's still there. And then people say, oh, when I was younger, you know, because, you know, we get married, have kids, you know, sometimes we gain weight.
We lose ourselves a little bit in
we
that.
We do. And we start putting other people first, right? So we might spend thousands of dollars on our kids, but oh no, I can spend it on me. I'm not worth it. That's what we tell ourselves. I had one of those moms, you know, that she was always put us, you know, way above her. And it shouldn't be that way.
No.
You know, you are worth it. You know, you should take the time to get pampered, take beautiful pictures, you know, feel gorgeous, look gorgeous, and then register that on pictures that we had last, you know, over your lifetime.
Yeah.
You're going to be gone. And that picture that you get of your great, 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 great grandfather that you have maybe in the attic,
right?
You know, that you pull, oh, that was my great, and they're all pretty, sitting, like posing.
Not smiling, but pretty
yeah.
and sitting, right? Back in the
I
day.
I know, but you know, maybe from like three generations from now, that's the picture they're going to pull. And don't you want them to pull a gorgeous picture?
And
of you?
The chance that, based on what you've shared about, you know, the digital, how we're so digital right now, what if we're going to miss that opportunity to have that heritage there? My dad is really big into ancestry. And so he's put books together and passed them out to
nice.
The families. And actually, the other thing that I really love about my dad, he loves photographs. So in every card he gives us for any holiday, including, you know, Halloween for that matter, he will find a photo of us, and he'll print it on his little printer at home, and he'll glue it into that card, which is really fun. But my point is, I digress. My point is that he has all these beautiful photos of our great-great-grandfathers, grandmothers, aunts, uncles, everywhere down. What's going to happen if we keep making selfies and these digital photos the only way we preserve our appearance or our presence? Are we going to have something to show if we don't have these prints?
Yes. And let me just tell you something that happened to me like a few weeks ago. I got a new computer, and I was, you know, moving stuff from one hard drive to another. And I, by accident, replaced the folder.
Oh, no.
A lot of, you know, I shoot RAW. So all the originals and a lot of work that I had, and even like print work, like logos and cards.
Were
and things
you devastated?
And I wasn't paying attention, and I didn't realize that the folders had the same name, and I just clicked, okay, whatever. And then later on that day, when I went to look, everything was gone. How many people do you know that their hard drive just broke and they couldn't retrieve? Or I had a flash drive that I think somebody stepped on it, and that's it. Everything that was there is gone. So that's how, you know,
how easily it can be erased or gone.
They're not permanent.
Yeah.
Digital files are not permanent. Even the stuff you upload to Facebook, if you notice, if you go back, you see a lot of stuff is not there anymore.
Yes.
They can't possibly keep everything from everyone.
And I've finally gotten good about making sure that I have it on my phone and on a cloud as well. As Facebook,
right.
There was a time for my first couple of years on Facebook, I think we were all doing it. We're just putting them right onto Facebook and thinking, oh, Facebook is here for me forever. We don't know that that's the case.
Well, nothing's forever.
No,
right? Maybe those prints are.
Yes.
You know?
Well, there's certainly a better shot at it.
And also, they're tangible, right? You like to touch.
Yes.
You know, it's one thing to show pictures. Oh, let's see, you know, it's light show on my TV. The other thing is to hand them a beautiful box full of beautiful prints, and they can touch it. They can look at it. They can... You know, it's a different feeling.
Yeah.
You know, so I think everybody should print. You know,
absolutely.
But don't print with a nice professional lab.
Yes.
Because that makes, you know, such a huge difference.
I bet
the
it
color,
does.
You know, correction and everything else, and they will last. If you print at cheaper places, I'm not going to name them.
Yeah.
But it won't last. It's not the print is not archival. It's not museum grade.
Yeah, and clearly important. How is this different? I mentioned that. Obviously, the work you do is with a woman of any age and anywhere, any stage in her life. How is this different for someone who was looking for maybe a head and shoulder shot professionally?
Yeah, I do personal branding as well.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Oh, personal branding. So yes. That is different than just, hey, I need a head and shoulder shot. Go over to JCPenney or
right.
Not and knocking that. But
yes. You know, people are moving away from headshots per se, going more into personal branding, which shows more your personality, is something a little more about you.
Yep.
Not, you know, I'm a professional, here's my job. But normally when they come for a professional branding, I sort of encourage them to bring some different thing. You're already in the studio. Let's have some fun.
Yes.
Bring a dress. You know, if it's a guy, you know, bring a leather jacket you never wear, you know, or whatever. You want to be a sort of like a motorcycle, you know, driver. You want to be
show
a
that
rock star,
or,
you
yeah.
know, like just have some fun. And I always turn that into a little bit of a fun shoot. But yeah, no, personal branding is a big thing nowadays. You know, obviously you're online everywhere. You have so many social media accounts. Your
yes.
cards normally have your picture and you're really selling yourself. Right.
If we're in business for ourselves or we work for a company, and because we've become so social, it is important to be our own brand. I would totally agree with that. I've been very fortunate with the photographers that I've worked with in doing, you know, my traditional head and shoulder shots. I knew going in that the conversation was going to be much like you've shared, that it's more, you know, getting to know my personality is what I hear you saying, finding out what makes me happy, what's my background, that sort of thing, because we want to let people see who we are from the inside out. Yeah,
right.
Beautiful.
You want the, you know, the head and shot, you know, posed with the clean black background, but maybe, you know, you also want the one that you sit on the beautiful chair, you know, or, you know, maybe, you know, lean against the wall, something a little more relaxed and more,
yeah.
you know, the smile more, you know, more you.
Yeah. When David nominated you and said, hey, you really need to have her in to do a little spot on Business Radio X, I said, well, is it boudoir photography? And he said, no. Right? So it's not quite, because I think for me personally, it would be fun to do some boudoir shots for my husband and for myself, of
right.
course. I know my husband. Now, other men, husbands might love that, but I wouldn't do anything for him. It's not a big deal. But the idea of this magazine style shot where it shows my beauty and glamorous still.
Right.
So can you talk a little bit? Boudoir is not what you're doing.
You know, I actually had a couple of friends who wanted to do boudoir, but they wanted really nude pictures. And
Am I pronouncing it wrong?
Boudoir.
Boudoir. Okay.
So, but they wanted sort of like a nude type of pictures. And I love fine art and I love nude fine art, you mm-hmm. know, like where you just see shadows and, you know, contour, you don't really, it's not like, you know.
And the gorgeous see. Human body.
I mean, human body is gorgeous, right? So we never got to do it because again, oh, I have to lose 40 more pounds and I have to lose, and they were never ready. I'm mm-hmm. like, ah, oh, forget it. You know, either you do it now or never going to do
right.
it. You look gorgeous.
Right.
You know, so we never got to do it. So I don't market that genre. But if it's something somebody wants, yeah, we can work on that. We can, you know, it's always fun.
Sure. But that isn't right. But I appreciate that that's not, because there are several photographers
that
is thing.
On that.
Yeah, it's an intimate boudoir photo for themselves, for whoever they're in relationship with, that kind of thing. And there's certainly wonderful, but I just want to make that distinction because I know when we had when I was looking forward to this segment, I wanted to be clear. And it's not the professional head and shoulder shot, and yet you help with personal branding as well. I like this lane that you've created for yourself. It's very unique and very special.
Right. And, you know, the boudoir that I would do is more sort of like, think of Victoria's Secrets, but
yes.
pictures, but something, you know, we wouldn't be you, like, you know, with legs up on the bed, like the classic, you know,
yes.
shots of, you know, you'll be sort of maybe your underwear, maybe a t-shirt and, you know, something more.
Fitting for whose ever personality.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But something a little more, it's still sexy, but not like, maybe not your lingerie.
Not out of character.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it'll be sort of more more on a classy
yeah.
type of lighting and angles and poses.
Neat. So at the beginning of our conversation, I mentioned that you are trained in black and white film.
Yes.
You love photographing food as well.
Tell us about
Ines before these gorgeous female portraits. What else do you love to do?
You know, I started with people, funny enough. That was my,
okay.
you know, I started taking pictures of people. You know, obviously you start, you know, with your friends and then you, oh, you know, this actually is so much fun. And I love people, you know, and the other jobs that I've done, it always has to do with dealing with people on a daily basis. I love it. But then I started sort of like discovering landscapes, right? I went on a trip and then I started, you know, on a trip to like, that was many years ago, like France, Germany, and Ireland. Mm. And I shot like 16 rolls of film. So, I mean, I have to say, digital makes things a little bit easier.
Yes.
Because you have to carry on your bag all types of ISO because you don't know if it's going to be sunny or, you know, at night. And so I know I had my huge bag of films and I took like 16 rows and I actually made a little book for myself. Love those shots, all black and white. I've always been attracted to black and white. Color is fun, but black and white is really what sort of makes my heart, you know, pump.
Yeah.
And then just recently I started like in food. I also like macro shots that I've done for many years. It's a personal project of mine. So I'll go in here and, you know, and take a really close shot of your bottle. But then it's not obvious that it's a bottle. You know, I like when people go and say, what is that? Oh, it's a fork.
Then they find it. Yeah.
You know, you just see lines and shadows and you sort of, it's almost like an abstract type of image.
And that genre is macro?
It's macro because you take really, really close-up shots of things, almost touching the subject. Mm. Normally, people think of macro as think pictures of bugs, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I know my macro is like...
Funky,
it's
cool.
It's like objects, you know? I actually had, I went to college for photography and I had an assignment that you had to pick one object and you had to take five completely different pictures of it. And I joking in class and then, like a fork. And the instructor was like, yeah, you're going to do a fork. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, shut your mouth. You know, don't open it. Don't joke anymore. But then I was looking at this fork and I had to produce five completely different pictures of the fork. It couldn't be this, you know, you can't.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. So that was like, oh, I like this. So I started doing this with all kinds of stuff that I could find. So if I'm bored, you see like me looking for things around and grab my camera and just shooting.
Love
and
it.
Then food, it was, I love taking pictures like in cooking for taking pictures, that's me. I don't eat sugar much. You know, I'm a vegetarian. I like healthy eating, but pictures of brownies. Let's pick some brownies, you know.
Let's be serious. Pictures of sugar are delicious.
Yeah, so, you know, and then Dave loves it because he gets to eat them.
Like perfect.
Cookies and things, you know, or if I'm eating like a grapefruit, you know. And if you go to my website, I'm actually revamping everything. But my website will show a little bit of my landscape and a little bit of my food photography, which is more like stock food photography. I used to do a lot of stock type of shots. And so there's a lot of, you know, brownies and cupcakes and fruits and vegetables.
Oh, make us drool.
I love it. And I actually had a sort of a website where I posted. It was like a blog about healthy eating.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to sort of like, you know, post my pictures of the, you know, the corn or whatever, or the popcorn.
Yeah.
And just talk about how good that was for you and give recipes. So I, it actually still up. I've been neglecting that for a bit because now with the portrait is being a full-time thing.
I'm sure it is.
But yeah. I have a lot of ideas in my head to go to blog about food, but that's another passion for sure.
Yeah.
It's food photography.
Love it. It's been really great to get to know you today. I think we had an instant kinship and friendship when we met each other in the lobby. And again, I'm grateful for David introducing us and encouraging you to come and spend time with us in the studio today. For our listeners, where and how can they get a hold of you?
They can, my website is Ines Piquet, and I always spell it.
Yes.
It's INESPIQUET.com. My Instagram and my Facebook are personal accounts, but you're welcome to check it out. Is Instagram would be INES, letter P and letter K. P and K is how we pronounce my last name, PK. So that is sort of like a short.
Easy.
INESPK. My Facebook is Ines.PK.
Wonderful. And you were so kind and sweet to ask if I thought my listeners might be interested in an opportunity for one of two vouchers. Can you tell us about what you're offering?
I did bring a voucher, and the voucher is good for a makeover, the photo shoot, for two.
Oh,
and you also have $100 off on purchase of images.
What a kind,
so there are two vouchers here if anybody's interested.
Yes. Let us know. You can let me know personally, or you can let Phoenix Business Radio X know. And the voucher is good through March 31st of 2018.
So you have nothing to lose. You know, you're just going to have some fun, get pampered and take some pictures. And if you like the images, you buy them. If you don't, you don't.
Yes.
There's no hard sales. You know, it's all for you. So
I love that. But scramble, because there's only one opportunity there. So now let's say, though, that somebody is interested and they missed the opportunity for a voucher because it's already been claimed. If someone were interested and they're not quite sure of the pricing or really that there's a connection with you, which I can't imagine there wouldn't be, but can someone just give you a call or reach out via email and you just have a brief conversation by phone, or tell us a little bit about the preliminary even before the consultation where someone said, yes, I'm in.
Yeah, I will be happy to give them all the information they need. They can call me at 213-215-1531 or can email me at inespique@gmail.com. Again, it's inespique@gmail.com.
Excellent.
And I'll send them all the information and the pricings and everything, and you can...
Good. Yeah. So like you said, low risk, high reward, high gain, just come and have a conversation to
see. Yeah, I know. And the booking fee is really just for the hair and makeup. I don't even charge for my photo
session. I do remember you saying that. Which is very unusual. Usually there's this hefty booking fee and studio fee that doesn't even go toward portraits. So in that booking fee, you include the hair and the makeup, the consultation.
The wardrobe consultation and the viewing session.
Yeah. And so really what we're paying for then is the portraits and the digital prints. If I love them, which I will, but you're not even going to hold somebody to it that if they're dissatisfied, which I can't imagine has happened yet.
No, I mean, I show you the images, you think about it, and if you're like, I didn't like them, you know, I'm going to, you know, need to know why, because obviously, and sometimes people don't like because of things are easily fixed.
Well, that's good to know.
You know, so, you know, by telling me what you don't like about it, I not only can know more about you, but I can also tell you, oh, this is easy to fix. So I can show you the pictures.
To get the right look that I was looking for to begin with.
Or something,
with.
Yeah. So we talk about it. And if you don't want to buy, that's fine. You know, there's no, like I said, it's for you. So we have really, you know, even when you pay for the booking fee, you're paying for the hair and makeup. So make sure you go out afterwards.
Yeah, that alone is a special yes. opportunity. And you're just our guide for that.
Yeah, you're going to have fun. You're going to spend some time, you know, feeling like a model, you know, for a day, for afternoon. And it's all good. Yeah. You know, bring a friend, you know, so it's like a girls, you know, day out together. And you go out for happy hour afterwards.
Oh, so fun. And nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You know,
opportunity to be uplifted, to preserve our beauty exactly as we are. And have not only that, but have a chance to get to spend time with you. I feel very fortunate that I
remember
got to do that today.
How beautiful you are.
Yes.
You forget.
And have a constant reminder. Love it. Thank you again, Ines, for being here with us today. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left and some lean right. We lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.